Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Jamie Dawn Show. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jamie Dawn, and I'm live today, October 28th, 2024. And I'm so excited to be live with you. I'm just getting back. I got back late last night from another mystery school, and it's with Nine Gates. If anybody isn't familiar with them, it's ninegates.org. And I have hope. I have great hope for our future. This group was amazing. I'll tell you a little bit about it. But before I dive into the show and everything that's happening, I just want to also say hello to those in the chat room. Please be friendly with one another and encourage each other. If you have questions, comments, feel free to post them. If it's your first time listening, want to chat, just go to 12radio.com. There is a chat button. You can click on that, and Jay, the wizard of all, is going to let you in. Of course, you might have to throw some candy his way. It is Halloween this week, so I need to find out what Jay's favorite candy is. Candy corn? No, I'm thinking Reese's maybe, Kit Kat. I don't know. We're going to... Anyways, bribe him to come in and to play here at 12 Radio. And if for some reason you have to exit stage left during the show, you can always listen to a replay or an archive that'll be available this week. And I'm very excited also to be a part of the 12 family, and you can find me over at 12 Listen and all the other great advisors there. I know we're going to have some sort of specials going on this week because, yes, it is Halloween and it happens to be a new moon. Very exciting. So I'm going to talk about that. So I'll just dive right into what we're going to cover today. And this show, I'll give you a little bit about what's happening for me. I'm going to share a little bit about the Nine Gates energy field and my experiences there. And then also talk about Halloween and this new moon and all the energetics that go along with it. And part of that is because the more we can be aware of the energy that is happening, we know that nothing is happening really outside of ourselves other than the projections of our minds. And so these projections have influence, right, on our internal world, as above, so below, as within, so without. And so what I talk about a lot of times are the astrological influences, but more energetically as well to what may be influencing your internal world that then causes either greater self-awareness, an opportunity to respond or react. It also creates all kinds of thoughts and feelings that then actions and behaviors could often follow, belief systems, all of these things. We're such this wonderful, wild and woolly complex of human. I'm feeling a little silly, probably because I'm running on caffeine, a lot of caffeine. I've been up early. I got to bed late and up early because I wanted to get some things done. Yeah, you know, those of you who travel a lot, or I'm out of office a few times a year because of Nine Gates Mystery School. And when I'm gone, I'm usually gone about 10 to 12 days. And for me, I'm the kind of person, I don't know about you guys, but I'm the kind of person that, one, I clean my house before I leave because I love coming home to a clean house. Nothing feels more welcoming and inviting. And number two, when I get home, when I get anywhere, when I travel anywhere, the first thing I do is unpack and get settled in. It just helps me feel settled or more grounded. And so I was up early this morning because I had my laundry's done, clothes are put away, and I even, my tomato plants, you guys, you've been following me this summer on my tomato plants. So I had a big boy, an early girl, and a Carmelo. And I named them, of course. So big boy was Bastion, and early girl was Amelia, and my Carmelo was Caroline. And they actually did quite well, producing several lovely bunches of tomatoes. And this morning, they were dead. They were dead because we're getting free cold weather here in Reno and snow in the mountains this week. I'm so excited because you also know that years ago, someone asked me, what do you do for play? I was like, I work because I love what I do. But when I moved to Reno And after COVID, this will be my fourth, let's see, 21, 22, 23, 20. Yeah, this will be my fourth. Sorry, I had to count on my fingers for a second. My fourth year or season skiing. I love to ski. And it's more than just the skiing piece, it's also the community, the friends that I have acquired. It sounds like I possess them. I don't. But you know what I mean? The ski community, it's so great. And now I'm looking to branch out and ski at some other places this summer or this winter. And we'll see. I'll keep you abreast of that. But anyways, I'm very excited, as you can tell. And so I'm amped this morning, and which is great to babble on and on for you guys. Oh, one of the other things I'm going to offer, hopefully there's time in the show if I can shut the F up, about nonsense. I'll share some of the new moons and energy and how it influences your sign. So remember, it's that sun, moon, and rising sign that we're looking at to give you an overall picture. So let's first start, because I love, as I'm talking about all the things happening with me, I do like to pull cards as well. So I'm gonna do that for you guys. But before I do, a little bit more about me and what's happening. And like I mentioned, I wanted to talk about Nine Gates Mystery School. And it's not for everybody, I get that. But I do believe that we all should have some sort of path, if you will, a path of service, a path of devotion, something that we dedicate ourselves to, because we as human beings, we're not here to be special. We're here to be useful. And we are special in our own right, because we're all unique expressions of one source, having an experience. Consciousness is having an experience through us so it can continue to evolve. And that is really what Nine Gates is all about. It is about waking up. And that way we can become more self-aware, and as we evolve, consciousness evolves. And we do this through ancient wisdom traditions and practices that allow us to look at ourselves and listen to that inner teacher. And we practice grounding. We know how important grounding is, which I have not done this for this show. And now I pause and I find my breath and I notice what's happening inside of me. And as I pause and I breathe, I'm going to send my energy from the base of my spine all the way down into Mother Earth. And I'm going to ground. And I'm going to invite Mother Earth to remind me of her love that she has for me as one of the creatures that walks in her, not on her, but in her. And feel the love of her gravity as she embraces me. And as that energy moves from the base of my spine all the way through the belly and solar plexus and into the heart, where I can rest in this heart space, where I can open, because I am here. I'm stable. I'm grounded. I'm safe and secure within myself, that my heart can then open. And it can open in a way that allows me to love, to become love itself. So this is the offering for my show. And this is the offering that Nine Gates Mystery School offers, is these are some of the ways in which we practice. And that, imagine meeting each other in the world in this space. I just wonder what kind of influence and what kind of collective embodiment we'll be having if we could all come from that heart space, you know? So another thing about Nine Gates Mystery School is that we are dedicated. There's a promise that's made to the initiates, and that is, we promise to give you death in the middle of life and life in the middle of death. And while that may sound morbid, it's not. It's an opportunity to wake up. That if we can practice dying a good death while we're alive, that when that time comes, and none of us know exactly when, I mean, sometimes you can get an inkling beforehand, but if we can practice that dying, that good death, that when that time comes, we can then even use our death as a contribution to the collective. So that's a little taste, and that's what this last class reminded me of. That's what this last class dedicated themselves to. And we practiced many practices and skills that allowed us to be in that space together. One of the practices, and it's a vow that we also offer, is conscious speaking. We promise, we vow to speak consciously with one another and to create, because we know that our words can create worlds. Our words are our children. Rudolf Steiner was a big proponent of that. And we know that our words are our worlds and our children. So we tend them through conscious speaking. And that's come up over the last 24 hours for me to be able to work with. And I love that I was able to be in that energy field and with those teachings to remind me and anchor that in, to go deeper. You know, one of the things that I'm also paying attention to is that we're not here to necessarily add more. We're here to go deeper. So that I feel is, I mean, yes, you can continue to learn. I'm not saying you shouldn't learn, but as far as if you feel as though you've been on a path of spiritual practices, that sort of thing for a long time, that maybe the calling isn't to add more. It's like, you know, oftentimes we ask that question. I can feel you, those of you listening, there's a few of you are going, there has to be something more. What's next? What's next for me? There has to be something more. And I'm hearing very clearly that if this message resonates for you, it's not about more. What about mastery? What about going deeper? Is there a practice or a skill that you say, you know, I do this now and again, or I really like this, but is there one calling to you that says, I want to go deeper with it? And there's all kinds of layers and levels that we hit as we're going deeper. Sometimes it's boredom. Sometimes it's lack of validation. Sometimes it's, oh, I got my fix and I can't get it again. So I'm frustrated. I'm done. I'm walking away, you know, whatever. The invitation is that every time you meet a resistant point, stay with it. Notice, open, relax, let it reveal itself to you. Instead of trying to force yourself through that layer, maybe step back and say, what is this telling me? What does it need to be revealed? You know? Okay, so that's that for now. I'm watching the time because I do want to get to some things for you guys that might impact you in the next week as the energy is moving towards this new moon. And I'm going to pull cards. I feel the call for two cards for you guys. And most likely will do a Celestial Wisdom video. And this week, for those of you who are following me and you're familiar, I have a YouTube channel and I do video energetic readings, updates called the Celestial Wisdom. So most likely I'll do that, but I like to pull a card of the week for that as well. But let's pull a card here for today. All right. So, all right. We got the Five of Wands and the Nine of Discs or Pentacles. All right. Interesting. Five of Wands usually represents conflict and change. And Five of Wands, even though Wands is a very positive, inspirational element, because it represents Wands and fire go together, the Five of Wands is no exception to conflict and change. But this may be where we're in the middle of some tension, right? Maybe it's with others, maybe it's within ourselves, there's that conflict. One of the things about conflict, so many people run from it. However, conflict is a propulsive force that can create the necessary change that we've been seeking. So instead of running from it, see if we can embrace it. This Five of Wands, as we're looking at the new moon, is so perfect because maybe there's this internal conflict going on because we have decisions or actions to take, and maybe we're out of alignment with our values. Maybe we've been too lazy or not focused on the right things, right? And with the new moon, we're, it's an opportunity to reset. Every month we get a new moon. We can reset things. We can take a moment and carve out and say, wait a minute, I've got this tension, this conflict inside of me, and I want things to be different. What intentions can I set to create the changes necessary in my life so that I can go to that next level of awareness, that next level of joy, happiness, satisfaction, whatever it might be? So this Five of Wands, I think, is a really powerful card to meditate on and to look at and say, okay, I'm feeling the conflict, but instead of running from it, ignoring it, sweeping it under the rug, I want to embrace this and see what gets revealed. Now, the other interesting thing, and I'll talk about the energy too with Halloween, is that we're in a time where Mars is in Cancer and it's going to be opposing Pluto this weekend. It's really powerful energy. And with Pluto, it's all about, as I've talked about before, forcefulness, power, the repressed, the hidden. And when you've got an opposition with Mars, Mars wants action, even though it's in a passive sign of Cancer, it's going to take action anyways. And it's mostly fueled by emotions when Mars and Cancer is involved, you know? So you've got this conflicting force, this opposition happening on a astrological level, and imagine what it may feel like inside of you where something comes up and out that you've been ignoring or was hidden or whatever, and it's like, okay, enough of this. I'm forced to deal with it, you know? And as we know, that when we are facing whatever it might be, that then becomes a truth or a fact that we're dealing with, and as they say, the truth will set you free. So facing it can help you be set free of that conflict and struggle. The Nine of Discs, this is what I love, is that if we can, my interpretation of these two cards together is that we have this conflict and struggle, but then if we've worked hard and we have done the things that may have been difficult, then here comes the Nine of Discs saying, have some reward, have some fruits of your labor. It's all paying off, you know? The Nine of Pentacles gives you an opportunity to indulge a little bit, pamper yourself, and reward yourself for all the hard work. Share it, be generous, you know? Also, I will say that this card feels appropriate for a couple of you who are listening about financial independence and being able to see, especially with this new moon and setting intentions, that maybe money is an object for you and an obstacle. And so you're ready to create some movement and flow when it comes to the monetary aspect. And so the Nine of Discs is saying that it's now time for that to happen. The thing about setting the intentions for, let's say, more money or easier flow of money at that time is that you're not just saying, I want money, I need more money. The intention is, I want this money, or I deserve, or I'm ready for this money because I can do what with it, right? Good work, I can be of service, and also that it's in a space where you are doing no harm with it. Money's a weapon or a tool, right? And money often can create this feeling of power for a lot of people. And you want to see, you know, someone, what their character is, give them power. See what happens, you know? So, you know, do I want money so that I can get Botox? Do I want money so I can, you know, I don't know, buy a yacht, whatever it might be? How is that going to be of service to someone? You know, I'm not demonizing any of those things. What I'm saying is we want to be mindful and conscious of what is, you know, what that money is all about. So I'm just using that as an example, because the Nine of Pentacles, even though I'm referencing money, because that is a big indicator here, it also can be just the items, things we possess. It could be our intuitive wealth, it could be our energetic wealth, our kindness wealth, you know, all of that, to be generous and to share it. So those are the cards that I picked, or Spirit picked for you guys. I hope they resonate. As I mentioned, we have the Scorpio new moon And it happens right after Halloween. It's early morning on Friday morning, but I want to talk about Halloween, October 31st. Selfishly, it's also my beloved's birthday. Yes, I have a Scorpio man in my life who I absolutely love and adore. And he is a true Scorpio in so many ways, in the sense that just when I thought I figured something out of him, he surprises me. He's a mystery. But I love that, because I would hate to be stuck in a label or a box all the time. It's like, oh, Jamie's always like that. Oh, Jamie, I expect to have this conversation. She's going to react this way or whatever. It's like, wait a minute, why can't we approach each other in this great mystery? We're always evolving. There's layers and things like that. So, yeah. So it's all kinds of things like that. Okay. The other thing I learned this when I first moved to Nevada is it's Nevada Day on Halloween on October 31st. And so every weekend before Halloween, there's a Nevada Day parade. And that was last weekend, which I didn't get to go to. I wore my Nevada shirt, but I was staffing at Nine Gates Mystery School, of course. So I didn't get to participate, but the state actually shuts down all the state offices, things like that, on that Friday, and then they have the parade on Saturday. So it's kind of a big deal here in Nevada, that was when Nevada obviously was born, if you will. That was back with Lincoln, if anybody knows their history, Abraham Lincoln. And then, like I say, it's Halloween, so on a metaphysical, spiritual level, the veil is very thin. And it's Samhain, and there's so many beautiful rituals and ceremonies, traditions. Our loved ones and our ancestors come by and say, "Hey, are you thinking about me? I want to help you out here." And yeah, I think that's something that we can continue to check in with and enjoy. And hopefully, those of you who have been grieving a loss or wanting to connect with your loved one, if you're not able to, maybe reach out to somebody who is and see if it resonates for you. And yeah, get a message of comfort, a message of maybe there's some help that your ancestors, your loved ones are trying to give you. It's a really cool thing. As a matter of fact, I know that Oliver and Raven and I think Christina LaFrance here on 1-2 Radio are doing a fun Halloween show, like a 2-hour special on Wednesday. So you guys should tune in. I know this because Oliver asked me to play with them, but the timing didn't work out for me. But please do support them. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And so, yeah, that'll just be great. One of the things that I get so humbled about is when our loved ones, when someone's loved ones come through in a reading, even though it is not my primary modality, mediumship, it is something that if a loved one wants to come through, then they do, and I get to share that information. And as a matter of fact, I've got somebody's uncle here on the other side who just wants to say, it's all going to work out. Some of the efforts you've made in the past are going to work out. So don't give up. It's that, he's showing me this miner in the cave, and he's like, tapping away in the mine almost to the other side and gives up before he just breaks through. And so the message is to keep going, keep going. I also have somebody's grandmother here. Huh. Pat, Patricia, Pat, something. Pat, I'm getting pat on the head. Almost like good girl, I'm patting you. She's just saying she's very proud of what you're doing. And that, no, she's saying my name is Pat. So if that resonates with you, your grandmother's here and she's going to make herself pretty known at Halloween. I had to get a drink of water here. Okay. Oh, interesting. There was something with her throat, with her voice, towards the end there. She was saying she didn't have a voice, and but you do. So keep using your voice. So yeah, hopefully that resonates for you. The other thing about the new moon is that it has harmonious aspects to Saturn. So Saturn's in Pisces right now, and there's this trine happening from Saturn to the Sun and Moon, and it's basically saying your hard work is finally paying off. There's so much creative potential at this time as well, and we're certainly going to be practicing light, the practice of impermanence, where everything fades away. It comes and it goes, the ebbs and flows, that death and rebirth. And I think that's going to be extremely important for us to remember that. One of my teachers would often say, one foot is grace and the other foot is grief. So we're constantly walking grace and grief, because we're letting go and we're receiving something else, something special, So there's a welcoming, a grace and grief that happens. And some of the things that are associated with Scorpio, so I just want to put these pins on the map when it comes to especially relationships, because as I always talk about, we're relating to something or someone all the time. And I mentioned the Nine of Pentacles being the card and talking about money and how we spend it, what we do with it, that sort of thing. It's really about our relationship to money. It's not that money's bad. It's also, talk about conscious speaking. It's our relationship to our words, our relationship to speech itself. So these are the kind of things we're looking at. And also, the energy of Scorpio is associated with power and control and release. So this is a time to really check in with our relationships that are meaningful with those topics. Where have there been power struggles? Where has there been this feeling of being controlled or trying to control a situation, trying to control the other person? Where have we been giving our power away? Who's worthy of our most precious resources, our time, our energy? I believe this new moon is also a chance to shine the light on the things that maybe have been unsupportive in our relationship, or old physical belongings that have created energetic blocks, removing people, clutter, situations from our space. There can be this spark of transformation that occurs because it's like, oh, I have new life breathed into me because that's no longer taking up space here. Another thing to work with in this new moon is your intuition. Scorpio is a water sign, and it loves to go deep, deep, deep into the darkness, into the unknown, and shine lights on it. And it's within that depth and that darkness that our intuition lies. And that if we can take time to meditate, to just stay quiet, to listen, to really listen deeply, then the information that arises from our intuition can lead us to open new doors, new ways of being. The other thing I love about this new moon is that it happens on 11/1. So think about it, it's going to be 1/1. Yes, it's 2024, but I'm negating that for the moment. The month and day, 11/1, is an angel number, meaning we're not alone, that angels walk among us, that we have support. So it's a really potent time to work with your intentions. Now, granted, it is a water element, and so you can't really write intentions in the water. I mean, you can, in the sense that you could put your intentions on paper and let them float in the water, that sort of thing. But one of the practices that I love to do when I'm working with new moons and water signs is I love to speak out loud my intentions into a water event, whether it's swimming, whether it's showering, it could be drinking water, where I take my bottle of, I do a plastic bottle. I actually have a water bottle that I refill because I don't like the plastic bottles that you throw away. But for ritual purposes, I'll use a plastic bottle that you can dispose of. And I like to speak or whisper my intentions into that water, and then either put them in the freezer and let them be there until the full moon, which happens 6 months later, or Or I'll put it in a special place on my altar and just let it be there. And what I will tell you is it's very fascinating to see the patterns that get revealed with these intentions breathed into the water. So that's my favorite ritual to do. I share that, use it liberally if it resonates with you. And also, you know, pay attention, because having these intentions that you set, then over the next 6 months, you get to see how they start to manifest. And there'll be moments where you can adjust them, that sort of thing. But work with them, see what happens. So the other thing with this new moon is that it's magic. There is a magical, powerful time happening because we're going deep into that underworld, and we get to discover or rediscover the treasures that live inside of all of us. You want to know what magic is? It's not this hocus pocus, if you will, the casting of spells. I mean, that's part of it. But the magic is really about knowing that we have access to all the elements, all the things that we've been working with, and using them in a conscious way. So for my light and shadow report, which is posted on my website every month, I've already written the one for November. I had a stream of consciousness where I sat down and banged it out, and it's ready to go. Joan, my wonderful assistant, will release it this week for you guys. But I'm going to give you a little taster because it's just appropriate for where we're at right now. And this is the image that I was given, is one of a dragon dancing over a pile of treasure, humming and just in, you know, inviting and luring us into this trance, into this, you know, all this treasure is glittering gold, and this dragon though is protecting it. And yet it's also putting us in this trance where we're just like, ooh, shiny object. Oh, and just the essence of this for the dragon was to go with the flow, give yourself over to that trance state and allow yourself to feel your way through the treasures. You don't need to take them all because they're yours, but you get to pick one. Pick one that just calls to you. This is what I meant by the mastery. That trine of the sun and moon with Saturn is speaking to the mastery piece. You know, how deep do you want to go and master the energies that you're working with? You know, that's another thing about the intentions, is it's a great opportunity to say, you know, my intention is to master X, Y, and Z. A lot of times people will set intentions, and I've done this too, of like, I want the perfect relationship. I want $1 million. Yeah, all that's good and well. I'm not poo-pooing that at all. What I would offer, though, is that if we can set intentions for mastering something, maybe a couple of things, I think then that's more of the cause, and that the symptoms, if you will, or the results of that, is that you get that right relationship and that money flow and things like that. So just a thought, just an invitation, a challenge, however you want to look at it. I'm going to embrace that five of wands. I'm going to challenge us. See, you know, create a little conflict. Scorpio energy is intense. This week, it's going to be intense. We're going to feel deep, deep emotion, especially for high sensitives. And it's not to run from. It's not to say there's anything wrong with you. Again, mastery. I'm going to keep using that word. Can you master your emotions? And really, mastering is about taming it, right? I used to hate the word taming. I may have shared this before, but that was also because it was used somewhat as a tool or judgment against me, saying I could never be tamed. Ha. And so if you take it out of context, why would you want to tame anything? However, taming means to form strong emotional bonds. That's what Scorpio is all about, forming those strong emotional bonds, because the more emotionally attached we are to something, the more likely we are invested and making things happen and in it to win it kind of thing. You think about it from a relationship standpoint, the minute conflict comes up, so many people are like, I'm out of here. You're an asshole. I'm gone. Instead of saying, wait a minute, there's a breakdown here. Let's walk through it. Let's talk through it. Now, granted, there's a time and place when it turns into long suffering, and then you probably need to make a choice. But, people are human. They're going to make mistakes. Mistakes, no problem. Patterns, that's something to pay attention to and to talk through it. But if you feel as though you've exhausted all your resources, well, then obviously there's other decisions to be made. But right now, we're working with this energy of, I feel this conflict. I'm not happy about something. Somebody hurt my feelings or did something, but I am so emotionally bonded to this relationship that I'm willing to walk through the fire and know that I'm not going to get burned up. Let's have a conversation. Let's seek to understand one another. Because very often our interpretation of something, it's just that, it's our interpretation, it's not necessarily the facts. But if that relationship is worth saving, stay with it. The other thing, when the energy is so intense, you may need time alone. You may need more self-care this week than normal. Give yourself over to that. So one of the things about the darkness, if you will, because it's a dark moon, we get reclusive often. Some people get energy from it. Some people get reclusive. The thing about darkness, there's so much creativity because darkness, in the darkness, everything is accessible. There's a lot of rest and rejuvenation. So, try not to see it as a bad thing, but with that trine of the sun and moon to Saturn, it could be difficult to not get swept up by the emotions. But I think the biggest thing is that you watch how the mind plays into that. Because we can certainly create a novel, as I've talked about, worlds upon worlds around one idea. And the invitation is to let go of the idea, stay open, feel the emotion without the idea attached to it, and watch how quickly it moves through you. So, the other thing to keep in mind is I mentioned the ancestors or loved ones on the other side, the non-physical. It might be a really nice time to set a plate at the table or offer a candle to them, something that just honors their memorial, their passing. I know I will for my grandmother, who actually her birthday's on the 4th of November, and so I'll be doing something for her to just honor her. She was one of my favorite people in the world, and I know that she has made her presence known many, many times over. So I'll make sure I do that. One other pin on the map I'll put, because it happens after the new moon over the weekend, is that we've got three personal planets in fire signs starting this weekend. So Mercury is going to move into Sagittarius. Venus is already there. It's giving us a little taste of some Sagittarian energy. And then Mars is going to move into Leo. And Mars is going to be in Leo for a while, or excuse me, Mars is going to be dancing, should I say, between Leo and Cancer, because Mars has a retrograde that's going to be happening in December. And that happens from December to February. So, yeah, we've got some time with Mars and Leo and Mars and Cancer. I think you should pay attention to the themes that get revealed. But this weekend, with that fiery energy and it happening in a harmonious aspect in a trine, the energy is going to flow very easily, where we could get carried away, Sagittarius is fun loving. It wants to philosophize all day long. It wants to have a friendly competition. It's very expressive, especially when Mars enters Leo, which is also very expressive and fun loving. You get these two signs together with Mercury there and Venus. It's going to be a wild party. Let's just say I have a feeling this weekend could be a lot of fun or a lot of passion. And we know passion could go either way this weekend. So, do be careful, pay attention. When I say be careful, it just means be conscious, be aware that of what we're saying and doing. Because also with Mars and Leo, some risk taking can happen. And if we're not being thoughtful about it, it may, cause more harm than good. So Those are some pins on the map for you this week. So you just want to pay close attention. And also with that Mars in Leo and Mercury in Sagittarius energy going on, there could be some hot-headedness or arrogance that could, show up where you could see somebody and be like, oh my God, he, she, it, they are just pissing me off because they think they're better than everybody else. You know, a point back to that Nine of Pentacles, maybe somebody acquired some wealth or a status or position or whatever, and now they think their shit don't stink and they're so much better and da, da, da. Interesting how it's all leading up to the election, which happens next Tuesday here in the U.S. I have a feeling that we're going to be hearing and seeing a lot of pontificating and probably some words of war, if you will, maybe literally, but also figuratively, where, our words start to incite actions and behavior. So please find positive outlets. Please, please, please try not to take things personally and just pay attention. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think there's a lot of truth telling with Mercury and Mars in this aspect. Mercury and Sagittarius just speaks whatever very bluntly, and you just have to deal with it. It's not always easy, but it wants to, it just says the truth. So, that'll be interesting to see how that shows up too. All right, I have a little bit of time. I'll put pins on the map. You'll see my memes that Joan will post in the social media for you guys on signs, but on the new moon and how it affects your sign. But I do want to give you a taster. And I think I'll start actually backwards. I'm going to start with Pisces and work our way back to Aries. And so Pisces, this is all about your thoughts and feelings and what you believe about yourself. This new moon is going to activate that ninth house for you. So your belief systems are going to be what you're looking at when you're setting intentions. What do you really believe about yourself? What do you believe about the universe or about how energy flows for you? What do you want next in life? And work with that to open your mind and open your ability to be able to connect with a truth that you can work with and then share with others. And you may find that it benefits you if you felt like you've been looking for your tribe or you felt a little isolated, that it benefits you to find that like-minded people so that you can find another level, if you will, of joy, of happiness, of sharing your ideas, things like that. Aquarius, and believe me, there's more to it. I'm just giving you a quick overview for time's sake. So Aquarius, this is your reputation house, your 10th house is new moon, and it's squaring off with your ascendant here. And so what you're looking at is this, that your reputation is everything. And maybe there's some intentions around, maybe your reputation's come into question, or you were thrust into a leadership role that you're now needing to really embody and have the support around you. And so this could maybe set the intentions. Maybe you've been thinking about you want to take on greater leadership. So your intentions are about, you know what, I've worked hard, I deserve more, I'm ready to put some action in place and set some intentions to do that. It may mean that I take a course or I partner with somebody in authority so that they can mentor me and help me get to that next level. That may be some things that you're looking at. So set your intentions for greater success, ambitious goals. What is it? What's that legacy that you want to leave behind? Capricorn. Now, just as a reminder, I'm putting your sign on the ascendant. That's how I do the scope. So that's what gives me the house for where I am offering you. So Capricorn, this is one of those times where your 11th house is lit up. It's a natural sextile from your 11th to your first house. And you might need some reassurance right now that everything you've been putting your time and energy into really is paying off. Maybe some validation is happening or you need some. And so you could get some new news that some positive things that are happening with the work you've been doing. Like the 11th house is that fruits of your labor, if you will. It also is the humanitarian house or the group house, social network. So if you've been looking for ways to belong to something bigger than yourself, then this new moon can create opportunities for that. And it really can come from a very unusual source, with this being a Scorpio new moon, something of a mystery, if you will. And also 11th house has to do with employer, or if you're self-employed. So you may find that there's some financial adjustments that need to be made, and not necessarily because something bad has happened to your finances, but it might be that you're ready to get a raise, and so your employer has to find budget for it. Or if you're self-employed, you're going to go out and get more clients. It might be something like that. Sagittarius. This is the 12th house, your subconscious mind, your hopes, your dream state, if you will, meditating. It's also a place for great healing can take place. So you may find the intensity of this new moon is all about releasing anything that made you feel trapped or restricted somehow. Shadow work is also really potent for you Sagittarius right now. So if you are looking at ways to do self-improvement, self-awareness, offer healing to yourself and others, do that shadow work. That's going to be a really potent and powerful thing for you. Scorpio, of course, this is on your first house. This is all about you. It's your party, you know? And this is a really powerful new moon for you to step out in the world, show everybody who you are. Vulnerability isn't easy for anybody, but I would say that for you to be vulnerable, you will find that others will naturally be vulnerable back. And suddenly there's greater trust and intimacy that is given to you, and you feel with these individuals, and it's like, you know what, because I feel safe and I can trust myself and I can trust the situation, I can show up for myself and for the world in such a different way. And it's time for you, Scorpio, to stand in yourself and say, I have a right to be here. This is what I do well. I have no fucks to give. That's how I like to pose it. Libra. Second house. My apologies. Scorpio was first house. Libra, this is about how you deepen your connection to the people and things that you feel most connected to, or that most important to you. You're looking at maybe some new sources of income, or finding new ways to add value to what you do, because it will deepen that connection to what you do. I mentioned the emotional bonds that taming is about. If you are emotionally bonded to your work, you're looking for ways, or it's easier for you to fulfill your commitments, right? If you're committed to that thing that provides the income for you. If you're committed to, or if you're emotionally bonded to something or someone, then you're able to stand in the middle of those tough conversations and find equanimity, you know? I will say, Libra, if for some reason you are stuck in a dead-end job, or the relationship feels stale and it's just served, you know, it's run its course, this may be the new moon where you start to make the initial plans for leaving, for finding something else. Okay, Virgo, third house. This is about communications, about learning. It's about our local community, siblings, that sort of thing. And local community being our neighborhoods and where we get involved in our community. And so that may be top of mind for you, where you're looking to go deeper with that Scorpio energy. You know, you want to get more involved in your community, maybe. There's also opportunities here for research. If you like to do any sort of projects that let you research something pretty deep, or investigate something, this is a great time for that. You could find also that your community, your friends come together, and you're talking about various subject matters, and that just helps you feel more connected on an intimate level with them, you know? Okay. The reason I'm pointing to the depth and the vulnerability and that sort of thing is that all of that, trust, intimacy, all of those are very powerful keywords for Scorpio, and that's the energy that we're in. If I had to give an overall essence, we're looking for ways not just to create those emotional bonds, but to be more vulnerable. Those emotional bonds is what intimacy is. It's what it's all about, is to be able to be seen, you know? All right, Leo. We got a square going on between your fourth house and your ascendant here with Scorpio in that fourth house, this new moon. Then some things may be just better left behind. You're ready to set them down, set down the past, restructure your mindset about what belonging and family and feeling at home really means. Some of you may be thinking about making changes to your home and starting to get, you know, maybe you're getting rid of an item, or you're ready to do some renovations in your home, and it's going to feel like you have a whole new home, you know, finding ways in which you can start to connect more with where you would call home. A few of you may be also helping some aging family members or those who need some extra help at this time, and you're able to find the resources you need to help them out, and that also can create great healing for you if you've had some past family separations, dramas, whatever, you know, hurts, that sort of thing. All right, Cancer. Now we've got a wonderful trine going on between the fifth and first house for you. So the new moon's in that fifth house. And you could be considering transitioning a casual relationship into something more serious, maybe. Or getting more creative with your partner if you're in a bonded relationship, so you can find more pleasure. So if you felt a little stagnant or you weren't quite sure where the relationship was going, this new moon could give you some indication that things are shifting into something deeper and more meaningful. This is also, with fifth house, we're talking about creativity and self-expression. This is a really fertile time for that creativity. So as I mentioned before, pull yourself in, give yourself time to be alone for a little bit and listen deeply, because you might just find so much creativity and new ideas that boost and benefit your income, it benefits your well-being, it benefits your relationships. So don't think that this is that quiet time is necessarily a bad thing, you know? I would also say, Cancer, there's a couple of you probably starting a family, or if you aren't wanting to add an addition or start a family, then please use protection, because this new moon has fertile written all over it for you. All right, Gemini. This happens to be in your sixth house, so you're looking at your overall health, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual health, the routines, the things that support your daily life. And so what you're working with most likely, or setting intentions around how you can have a healthy lifestyle, and that may include, I need to add this person into my life on a regular basis because they're contributing to energizing me and helping me feel really good. Some of you maybe are looking to start a new job. This is a great time for that. And so you have new coworkers that also show up, and new responsibilities, new tasks and daily routines that set in because you have this new job that maybe requires some new hours, or you know, working from home full time versus going back to the office, or hybrid. So those are some things that you may be thinking about. If you're in a job that you want to make a change on your routine, this is a good new moon to have the conversation. Taurus, this is your seventh house. This is an opposition here, Scorpio in that seventh house. So relationships are a big focus, and not just romantic. This can also be partner, business, professional ones, but they just need more tending than usual. You may find that if you are partnered, whether personal or professional, they need your help and you need to assist them. So if for some reason you felt disconnected or whatever from someone close to you, it's a great time to reconnect and renew the emotional connection. And single Scorps, get out there and mingle, and, you know, go for those taboo, mysterious kind of encounters. You may just be surprised. So, all right, I'm looking at the time. I got Aries. I'm going to get to it. We might run a minute over. Sorry, Jay, give me 1 second. But the new moon is in the area of eighth house here for you. So there's that desire for deep bonding. Some of you may see a loan finally coming through, receive unexpected gifts. All of that is up for you. You can set intentions to manifest in ways that you can add more value, intimacy, trust within your relationships and the things that you're doing. This is a really great time that if you have been drained by life, in whatever way that was, that you can set intentions to renew that and to remove yourself from anything that's not draining you or anything that has been draining you, and focus on the things that energize you so that you can have greater life force moving forward. All right, you guys, I know I'm at the end. Thank you so much for listening, for commenting, supporting. I'll jump in the chat room briefly before I go into a session that I have scheduled. And that just reminds me, if you want to schedule time with me, please do. I'm always happy to do that. If you see me online, available, call me, chat. Let's get together. Find me at 1-2 Listen. Stay tuned for all the other great shows that are out here at 1-2 Radio Land. Thank you again, Jay. And have a wonderful week, everyone. Mm-hmm.